We did Sif Aleph for Holding Mishavur, Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Okay, so the case where the was a sakan which was thrust into the chavis from before Shabbos, so taking it in and out will expand the hole. It's not your kavana. And if it's been taken in and out before Shabbos, it's not psikresha. So we can be makel. But if it's the Rav said, if it had not been extracted and then reinserted before Shabbos, it's psikresha. It's going to expand the hole in its usher.
So expand the hole is not category of kilku.
Actually, no, it's because it's helpful to take out the liquid. Okay.
Boy, this is a hole that's used to withdraw the liquid?
Right. They're using the knife as like a stopper.
To make a hole. Make a hole.
Right, well, make a hole and then they just left it in as a stopper.
All
right. Okay, so the Mishra, how to show you Tekuba Chayzik? Vayere ha'tza'osu b'haktasosu b'sikreishu hu shi'iswachi b'neket. So it's there tightly. As it goes in and out, it's going to cut away at the wood which is there, or the cheris which is there, and expand the hole. Filo hachi kibin the ichi b'suro hu rak min rabbanan. Sirla de shari kibin shenem iskabel is it. So since emim is there b'kalim. So this is not an issur d'oraisa. Subsecration and Isidar Bonan is mutter according to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay.
So it seems to me it still be on the gutter of Kilku, because you pull out and you make the hole wider, so then when you put it back, it's going to leak.
Okay.
What?
The Shabura later on argues the point of Kilkel. I'm not sure right now he's going with that. Okay, but let's see. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. Medas Ramah Lach L'Kolob. The Ramah disagrees. The Zavkech Shehert Tzioi Hamachas Mibayam. This is all mutter only if he's extracted it after he inserted it. Nisrachav K'sas. So it's expanded a little bit already. It's Sulah Habibsikresha. It's not a psikresha that each time he takes it in and out, it will expand it further. Avalab Halki is also the Psikre Shahu. But it's not a Psikre Shahu. But if it be a Psikre Shahu, it's also. Vav, Daftu, Pesach Shein, also Lachachos, Lahoitzi, the Surahu Rakmir Abonim. But for now, we said to be derisive to be a Pesach, it has to be made Lachachos, Lahoitzi. And this is just made Lahoitzi to take out the liquid. Surely the psikresha also after bilsa the rabbanon. Even though it's only a sidur rabbanon because it's not a pesach, which is also lahakos of the hoytzim. But psikresha by the rabbanon is also okay. Ma'an the kamam the sif yud beis. The bekoshel shul mechuber. If the same story, we're not be discussing putting it in and out of the barrel. But there's a tree, and they have some of these trees have like very roots which grow like, or the trunk has multiple parts to it, and you could put a knife in between and store the knife over there. So that's, now you're dealing with some just mechuber, and as you pull it out and bring it back in, you're shaving off something from the tree. So over there, Gaba Bechaber Bayer Dada Asul Hoitzi Asak and Shohayat Tekua Boy Mi Erev Shabbos. So over there, the Shulchan Aruch agrees because there you're dealing with a secretion of the rice. Wadim Bechaber Shem Machzak as Abar saw the Yotze Gam came Mishem Kli Mishem Kli Zabi Kahel. We said the same thing before. We said if the Kehli can hold 40 saw, so it's not a keli, it's considered like an oil, and there's then a binyan which applies to it. The Shom b'miskavim l'harchim b'nekim chayim yishum kadeach that we told of the boina. So making a hole in the wall to use is called the malach of kedayah. You're drilling a hole in the wall. Why? I want to store something in there. I want to put a nail in. I want to hang something there. So there you're dealing with, if it's mechubar lekarka, that's kedayah. 40 sos like it's mechubar lekarka, so again it's kedayah. So therefore, if you be mechaven and be nisa deraisa, psikreisha can be also. And it's also. Okay. If you mechaven to make the hole, that's a form of drilling a hole into the wall. Because mechubar lekarka is equivalent, by the case of the tree, or by the case of the, sorry, the case of the crystal, not the tree, I'm sorry. Kosel, which is mechubar lekarka, so you're dealing with, you know, and he's storing it in some crevice in the kosel. If his goal would be to make this hole intentionally, it'd be in a siddur aisa. So now it's a psik reish on that. So that's also by that's also. Behine. Linyan ikara din his kima hamagana rama yarabava groba gunner kivagar the psikresha also afmasudarbana. Okay. So this clock is between the Ramah and the Machaber, psikresha is also by Rabban. Alf. Okay. Now we're gonna see later on in Hilda's son. We spoke about this in a case where it's a makam sar, could be psikresha by the Rabbanah's mother. But assuming that everything else being equal, fine. Kamalkam Hakam Sadam Mogan Rama Grod Medina Af Mikosal Shori Heko Shedam Miskab. So not only is it even Psikresha is also by the Rabbanan, and for sure it's also by the Raisa. Over here we can argue that even in the case of the Kosal, it's Mutter. Ah, it's Psikresha. Right? So first of all, to use the hole. So it's malachah shenasich l'gufa. He's not intending to use the hole. So by definition, it's malachah shenasich l'gufa. Vigar mishay sidra rabbanan. Thus a hechad shub sekresha. Kiman shugam ken mekalko. And furthermore, it's mekalko. In the case of the coastal, we don't plan to use it. Then you store your knives in the holes in the coastal. But each time it does, it makes a bigger crack in the coastal. All you did was kill. So we could argue, furthermore, that it's dumbing down with the shinui. That's not how you normally way to make it. You want to make, if you want to make a usable hole in your wall, you don't stick a knife into the crevice and go back and forth with it. So,
if you want to make a usable hole in your wall.
Right. So, therefore, so Mikra Din, they're arguing that even though they're passing secretion by the Rabbanan is also, but here there's three Rabbanans. Malachas and Sikh Lugufa. Number one, it's Makalkul and it's with a Sheen, it's Kalachriya. But, Shalom Noigun by Isser Lahaiti, the minig is not to take it out of the wall. The near Kaisa Nekka because it looks like you're making a Nekka. That's what they argue. So even the Mikra didn't, we should argue that it's mutter, but we're not, the minhag is not like that. You shouldn't change the minhag. But Gamma Taz Masada became Mikra Din of Pekosel, that it should be mutter. We call Malkum, Sayyim, the Embiyot of the Hakal Negachum Sadeshan or Shechonarach or Ramot, Shapasu Kulam, Besef Hasim, and Lahach, Rodin Yakosel. Even though he would argue, you have three der bottoms over there, it's Machaz and it's Yigal Gufa, and it's a kilkul, and it's done with a shinui. So he would have said it's mutter, but he doesn't want to argue with the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and the Chumash Adeshin. So he's not being matter. He's not being matter it. Bechain who gam kein das el yirabu kashulchan aruch rama. The yirabu comes from a different angle. He says we should pass him like the that's usher. But he says the reason why he says that the Epshur the Nichalei she had neck of Meruvah Lashabai Belitzka Beis Hatzaka. You want it to be a little bit wider because it's easier to put the knife back in afterwards. Otherwise, it's hard to put the knife in. My friend said, "Bavani Kuliyama Oser." And if the scenario would be the person would do it with Kavana, obviously it's going to be Oser. So we said, you know what? Don't do it at all because you might end up doing it with Kavana.
How is Kilach Aryad? Person's making the hole in the wall.
Yeah. Person goes to the wall and thrusts a knife into the wall. Right? Let's say a person needs to make a hole in the wall for the purpose of using it to store something there or to put a nail in it, etc.
He'd make the hole in a different way, not by putting a knife.
You got it.
Okay. Like he'd drill a hole?
He'd drill a hole or something like that. Right. Now, so that's where the case of the coastal. So the coastal is mechubur, and you have the smalach of kedech, etc. So he's being machber, either because he might end up having kavana for it, like the Eli Rabbi says, or the Tzad says, even though I hold this mutter adin, but I'm not going to fight against all these the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, and the Trumas Adesha. Getting back to over here, Eli Yechavis, in the case of the Chavis, Dikir Isser Hu Rak Min Rabbanon, because it's not a Pesach, which is also Lahachas Lahoitzi, so you have another problem. Right, you have four derbanans over here. The whole thing is only the opening is not an opening which is chayav on the right level, and it's also shenil se the gufa, and it's makalva, and it's the done with a shinui kilachriyan. The person needs to, he can rely on the Shulchan Aruch to take out the sakin. Even if he had not taken out before Shabbos. Yeah. So he said, you should. Where's it going on your base? Because you're making a neck of and a pesach to the chavis. That's a neck of pesach. It's a lemur. The optimum verb is if you base the hekesh asakim. You talk about dover tolish mutal hotziyah b'shabbos v'chol gav. The only time we ask to take the knife in and out is by the when it's in the kaisel, which is considered there's an opinion. Male, there's a problem with the malach of kedayach of drilling a hole. But if it's something which is not attached, in and out, not a problem. That's what you said later on in your base. In a case where it's tolish and not our scenario, there's no boina. So it's in the hate. But you're making a usable opening. That's a form of boina.
Where isn't there any bone abin?
There's no bone by Kalim. We said it, but Binyan Gomer applies to Kalim. So making a Pesach, a functional Pesach, is considered a malacha even in a Talton. So Pesach doesn't mean necessarily a doorway for a person to walk through. It could be something which is used to take anything in and out. It's called a Pesach. So the Gemara says, if you make a Pesach and you have a chicken coop, and it's not healthy for the birds because the air is too stifling, so he goes and makes a hole in the wall in the side of the wall of the coop to let some air in and let some of the hevel out. So the Gemara says that's malach of the right. So even if the coop is not attached to the ground, because it's a Pesach which is also l'hachaz l'hoitzi, this opening lets in air and takes out the hevel. Okay, so that's the end of Mishnah Berurah on Sif Aleph. So the Maskana of the Gemara, the Mishnah Berurah, the Maskana of the Mishnah Berurah is that secretion of the Rabbanan is not, we're not makel. Aleph. Later on in Shin Tezayin, he's going to say, in case of Mokum Tsar, there's Mokum to be makel. Then he says, furthermore, if it's going to be trade rabbanos or motor rabbanos, really, because then it should be motor, but the minig is not to be makel in the case either. Okay.
If what is? What's this you're talking about?
I've just been making a summary of all the points you said until now. Okay, Sif Beis. Let's say the scenario was there was a hole there already. So now we're saying, well, I have to be concerned about making a new hole in the keli. Going back to the you can't do that. We said making a pesach in this weakened, broken keli is asur. Let's say there was a bit of pesach already. Benistam, and now it got closed off. So at what point do we say that this is just really, it's not really a new tikkun in the kli? There's a hole there already. At what point do we say, no, that original hole is gone. It's like, it's a part of Hadash HaBol HaKan, and now when you come and make the hole, you're making a hole, and you're making a Pesach on Shabbos. So, im hu lamata min ha-shmorim osu l'poskut. So, the estima in a barrel has to play two roles. And the part of the barrel which is support, which is holding liquid, it has to be very good steam, because it has to be waterproof. If the area, let's say the chuppah is only filled halfway, and there's a hole, and I make a steam over there, I'm not really panning and sloshing the barrel around, so liquid's not going to come out anyway, so I can make a much looser type of a neck, a much looser type of a steam in the neck. So we say this, even hulamatim in a shmortim, it's all the way down at the bottom where the sediment is. So the whole weight of the wine of the barrel is on this stima, on this plug. So also the puzzle, you can't take it out. Obviously, you put it in strong enough, and you're mevatel it there, that it becomes part of the kli, and it can handle the weight, and it's really bottled to the kli. So opening it now is a brand new maisa making a hole. It's all the way down the bottom. The whole weight of the whole wine inside the barrel is all concentrating on this steamer. Therefore, it needs a good steamer. Because therefore, when you now reopen the hole, it's not called reopening, it's called making a chasher. It's like you are starting now to make a new hole. And what was before is gone. However, if the hole was in the area of the barrel, which was above the shmorim, it means it was not all the weight of the wine, even if it was below the liquid level, so it's supporting some of the weight of the wine, but not all of it. So there, we don't look at it as a steam of malia. So you're not making a pesach. You're just reopening or reusing the hole that was just still there. So that's not considered a tikkun.
As opposed to if you're below the wine level, don't you need a good hole?
So you see that the definition of a bittel on the hole, as opposed to a hole with a good stopper, which is fine, is it has to be a lot of weight on it. So all the weight of the wine is on it at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Whereas on the sides, some is. So this becomes an interesting question. So remember the old milk containers, right? So old milk containers, they were set up being open. The machine put milk in it, closes it and seals it. So when I want to come on Shabbos, I want to open it up. So I'm making a Pesach, making a usable opening to be able to get access to milk. Well, there was a Pesach already. Yeah, but it's been Nista. Right? So that's the Sif. So Moshe says, well, since it's made, that if the thing turns upside down, right side up, left, right, wherever you put it, it holds the milk. So it's made, even though it's a closure on top, it's made to be able to be, if necessary, closure on the bottom. So that's called Simam Al Yusuf, and therefore it's a new Maisa of Osias Pesach when you open up on Shabbat. So that's, you know, how he plays out this sit. Neck of an istam. Filoya by some mokum habarza, shistoma by so, mokum akrabat, so it's the apostle. So there was the spigot, which they would take they would screw it in, or they would force it in to a spot. And now when you take it out, put the bars somewhere else, you have a hole. Oh, well, God's got something about that. Whatever reason, so that would be, so it was clearly a functioning, usable nekev beforehand. It was mamish, wasn't just the hole, it was the hole which you were mamish using. So now maybe I should argue that I'm just fixing it up and making it more available. It's not a new maisa. So if it's the matim in a shmorim chashav kibzeich mechodesh, okay, and also lasa shom afil a nekev katan, she'd also lahakos al hoitzi ayodah. See, even if it's a nekev which is not a deraisa, and it's not also lahakos al hoitzi, it would still be also. Because it's a new ma'isa of a siyas pesach, but if it's a mal minish more mitzvot l'posa filu who neck of gadol, there's a stima l'chashiva stima klal. So you can open up to the size of the hole. You can't open up more than that. Right? It's even if the size of the hole is large, and that the point is, you're not making a neck which is made l'chav t'loitzi as a rab. I'm not making this neck. It was here written. I'm just unearthing it. Unearthing it. So I'll tell you an interesting psak, which I don't understand. My understanding, taking off the foil off the top of a yogurt container is fine. It's nowhere near the level of esteema that Moshe was talking about by the case of the milk carton, where your mamash, I mean, you can throw the things upside down, I mean, they're really very tight. But the yogurt container, that thin aluminum foil on top, so I would say that's not a steamer value. So
you could turn that.
Yeah, but there's very little weight there, so it doesn't.
Right.
Saying it's not a steamer value, so therefore you're not really making a new steamer, open a new opening when you take off the cover. You're just getting to the opening is there the whole time. Rabbi Asher said it was also. He held that was also goes into the Yisr. Which I found it's a Kiddush to me. Let's say removing the let's say you have a new jar of coffee and you want to put, so that's a fair stand that you can. You can take off that or which is on top of, there's an or appeal compass. You can take it off, you can puncture it, as long as you can't make a fancy type of opening which facilitates pouring better. We'll actually ask him, we'll get to that later on in the sim. Okay. Gimel. Mamokam Nekam Yoshan. If there was a neck of Yashin, which we're saying, based on Sivay's, had not been filled to the extent that it's a problem, and now you want to reopen it, so the lock is noikun, I feel a bimakadeach. You can reopen it, even if you're using a drill. Obviously, it's a mechanical one, it's more like an awl. Okay. Pierce kli miyuchad linkov. It's a kli which is made for piercing. For example, when you person want to do that, you go in shenishpura habarza. The handle of the tap, the spigot, or the pilot broke, and I need to sort of drill it out to clear out the hole to put something a different one in. So I'm allowed to drill it out if necessary. Some say, well, let's go back a step. This is really the gate of this previous sif as well. This idea that you can reopen the neck of Yashin is all on top of Chavash Al Cheris. Because Chavash Al Cheris, it never really attaches as well. Just what you use to make it, you make like another clay filler, etc. So it tends to pull away from the wall, etc. It's not a good chibur between that and the earthenware. So therefore, you're not really doing anything when you reopen it. You put in a piece of wood as a stopper into the chavis shaleitz. You put it in extremely tightly.
Load after shore, load after cat, sorry of it. Good evening.
So when you put it in, the intent is to leave it there. So this is really not a neck of Yashin, according to this opinion. This is a neck of the equivalent of a neck. Whatever was there before has been filled and it's done with. And you're planning to leave it there. And now you're making a new hole. Zot Mishiburov. Does not make a difference if it's a large hole or small hole. We're allowed to reopen it, but you can't make it larger. That's clearly a ticket issue. So the previous hole was a half an inch in diameter. I want to make it a hole which is an inch in diameter. I'm saying, sorry, you can't do that. You can reopen the spot exactly where the neck of Yosha was, and that's it. Okay. But that which we're allowing it even with an awl. The case we're talking about is where it's not really considered close, so it's not doing anything, but you're laying it out. That's like a bottle stopper. So it gets of the cork. Yes, probably by the better word. It's a cork. So I need to make a hole through the cork. If the cork's stuck in there, I want to make a hole through there and get the liquid out. Even the klima yuchad mesukin lekach. I'm making an access into the bottle. Not really. There was an access there the whole time. The stopper, the cork is not considered. You have a chair ready?
Waiting for my assessment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Habar is it? Look at the dabra hover. So he gave an example of this tap on the barrel. It's just an example. It's not limiting it to that case. That this is only mutter on a kli cheres where the steamer doesn't really hold well. So then you're not really doing anything when you reopen it. Because of the sharp person, he yells that all cases of mutter posuk and moisim, that's mutter became posuk nachlis. They're machmer on this sheetum. And the Sharatzion says, Shulchan Chonav says, a makam tzar kodol, you can be samach lekulo. Okay. Dalit, Sif Dalit. Barzah Shabachovis. So you have this tap, which had been forced into the Chovis. And in another miracle, it's here, we need to get it out for whatever reason, but we can get it out. So Mutalikach Barzah Acheris.
Rabbi Sass.
Well, Hakas Boisah Barzah, Lutzarach Lishtas Yayin Meshabas. So I want to get this Barzah out. Okay. Please start. We're going to finish about 5 minutes. Okay. Thank you. So I want to get the bars out. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use another bars to bop the bars out. Well, meanwhile, I'm going to bop the new bars in. So you can be makel on it because your goal is to get the wine. Eventually, yeah, bars are rishon neged hashmorim. Kama shekasev said beis. There was says, however, if it was down the bottom where the shmorim were. So then you're going to have a problem because of the steam of Ayusa. The steam of Ayusa, so you're making a new neck. There's Omer Shabur on Sif Dalet.
Lo Mustafain, Lo Mustamaris, Lois.
Okay. Sif, hey. What do we think? Kana Chobel, Bechavis, and Barazin. Hotzi Yayin. I want to put like a straw, a hollow, a tube to take out the wine. Even though I'm putting it through this hole, which wasn't there beforehand, now this, I'm able to pour through it, so it fits perfectly into the hole. So look, I'm like making a teacup, I'm adding this nice pouring spout into my filters. It's not really according to it, and really it was a tube which is functional beforehand. I'm not really doing that anything real significant to call that I'm doing a tikkun in the kona or in the chavis. However, if I'd want to take a very large leaf and roll it up and make it into a funnel type of a thing or into a tube, so that's us. But he says, take out all of them. Leitin all the shaladas benekim shavachavis shala osi kemarzev hayayin zov derech sham loy. So you want to roll this leaf up in such a way that now it will function like a little spout to pour through or come through. It's osu because we in shala yisakin marzev liyeno shipol hayayin lesechel v'yelach merachim. I might make a longer type of a tube. So as a gzera, I might actually do this process of making this a marzev. That was actually a tube, it's more like a trough. Okay.
Lomas de Pelsen.
The Hishalakech, Ola, Makapla, Kay, Marzev, Yerko, it's a marzev. It looks like you're making a marzev. Fine. Over here you're doing something to the item. Over there the bars is already ready to use. The kana is ready to use. You're just putting it in. But here you're making a kli. So people will say, well, if I can make, I'm making a usable leaf. So I can make that in a different way. So that's the fine. V'yesh matera filba ol shadas. V'akam sheyesh v'harbin ketumim v'ein loch v'shem v'yichdim. They don't make this there, but there's a new problem. Maybe you're going to rip off a hadas brand leaf from the ground. Well, there's many already had been harvested and removed, so there's no there. You might come to take from that which is the cover of the carpet.
Okay. So you're another myrtle from the ground.
We're not afraid that you're going to take one from the ground because there are many which have already been detached.
To use the hadas for what?
There's two issues over here. The person is taking the hadas, curling it up, sticking it into a hole. So now it'll function like a guide, like a half tube, a trough to pour through. It's a spout. That's one issue. Okay, then they're saying that some are matter to do that. Some say that also because you might actually go make a tube. Right? So some say no, it's mutter. But that Mishabur says that Ramos says, but that which is mutter, why we worry about a different problem. You might go and rip off a hadas leaf from the ground to do this. If we're allowing this, you might end up be doing coats here. But talking about a case, we're in a place where there was large amounts of these leaves available with no need to detach it from a tree. Okay. Well, let's hold the Mishabur and Sefei for, I guess, Monday.